It was convened by Citizens for Regional Transit and held in historic First Presbyterian Church. The group has traditionally been active in pushing for extension of the Metro Rail, like the current $5 million study on a northern extension across Amherst and a southern extension into the Cowlstone District. Much of the meeting last night involved improving the Amtrak service into this area and on to Niagara Falls in Toronto. Niagara Global Tourism Institute Director Patrick Whalen says his group gets Niagara Falls tourists to stay an extra day by exploring Buffalo and dealing with Amtrak's failure to meet its schedule into Niagara Falls by getting an app.
That tells them what time the train will be there. So if it's going to be 2 hours late, you can spend a little more time at the Albright. You can get another beer at a pub. You can. But it's a little embarrassing to explain this to the tourist who's just agreed to stay another night and say, well, you're probably going to be late coming back. So get the app and figure out how late.
Whalen says improving Metro Rail service and building the new Exchange Street station may not be as important as getting Amtrak service to stay on schedule. He says tourists from much of the world expect to ride rail on both sides of the Niagara River as they do at home, and that's not available here. Although GO Train service between Toronto and Niagara Falls, Ontario, will bring lots more tourists on that side of the river. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.